This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Just dial toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so of course you can bring up anything that you want. Johnson, you and Mark saw a headline today that attracted your interest, and I also spotted this one. Headline, I've gotten blown off by men so much lately that I'm literally questioning everything. This according to Amy Horton, who is blogging or writing this over at bold, with an E at the end of it, .com. And she writes, I used to think my problem was that I wasn't trying to date, but I've met with a rude awakening. I opened up to the possibility of meeting a man by actually putting myself out there, and all I've gotten in return is a whole lot of rejection. Here's why I'm feeling totally hopeless. Now, Johnson, you told us before the show you think this is BS.
Yeah, because I was going to bring in this story because this actually reminded me of some people I know. Basically, what happened is as I was looking at the story, I saw some more stories by this same author and realized that this story probably isn't entirely legitimate. This person just writes all about this kind of stuff and probably just makes stuff up for clicks a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll jump into it. And if you want to weigh in as to whether or not you think this is legit, these complaints are valid, or she's just kind of blowing things out of proportion for the purposes of... attention.
I'll say this to lend some interestingness to the story, I guess. I know somebody who this kind of reminds me of a little bit. So this, what she's writing about what is supposedly herself, I know a female who is perpetually single or in short-term relationships that this story kind of sounds
describing her.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like.
Now, is the female you know unattractive? Physically?
No, okay. No, she's not, no.
And we did check this lady's Twitter, you know, she's not a bad-looking...
Yeah, I did the same thing. I'm like, well, is she horrible-looking? That's, like, kind of the first... I mean, it's kind of horrible that we all thought that, but, you know...
It's a question. I mean, attraction matters,
and
right?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of women who just, I guess, have no clue, you know, that they're like, why doesn't anybody want to be with me? And, like, well, because you look horrible. You know, like, and unfortunately just don't realize it and don't do anything about it. And it's not, I think immediately when I think looks horrible, I mean like somebody who's, like, gained a huge amount of weight and probably hasn't, you know,
poor hygiene.
Doesn't do any poor hygiene, poor makeup, you know, like, none of that stuff. And it's just like,
you've lost
if you don't care.
A lot of weight recently.
I've lost and gained, okay. You know, and I'm back. I lost a bunch of weight and then got really unhealthy after, like, losing the weight. I got a thyroid attack, which made it very, very difficult to go to the gym for a while, and I've started going back to the gym again, so that's good. But it's, yeah.
I can, so, you know, I wouldn't want to be cruel to somebody. I'm not in the dating market, so I don't have to be, you know, I don't have to be that way. But I don't want to be cruel to anybody, but obviously looks matter. As I understand it on...
it's just human attraction. I mean,
yeah.
As I understand it on Tinder, the top 20%, the 20% of guys get 80% of the attention. That says to me that the ladies are no better than the men.
Absolutely,
in
right.
these circumstances. So, you know, I don't have to protect anyone's honor here. Go ahead.
So here's her list of things that she says are making her question everything. Number one, she claims, I can't even get a date out of a guy. She says, I thought, okay, I'll go on dates and see if there's any chemistry. I'll be open to different kinds of men. Can't know what works unless I try, she says. That might be a good way to approach dates if I got any. I seriously can't find a guy who will follow through long enough to even ask me out. it's legitimately depressing. Now, I guess I'm curious to
know... As a guy who, you know, I've dated in the past, right? It's been some time, but I dealt with women who were like this, that were like wishy-washy. You thought they were going to, you know, like things seem to be going well. They've, one day everything's, you know, on the up and up and we're moving forward. The next day...
You can't talk to her.
No response, no talking. Yeah. And, you know, having that experience and hearing this article, I guess it just draws up in me, right? Like, having to have been the pursuer, now I don't have to do that. I guess I it just makes me chuckle to myself.
And it sounds like, you know, again, looking at this lady's profile on Twitter, I'm going to guess she's in her late 30s, maybe?
Yep, I think you're right. She's a pretty attractive woman.
So she's been around, I guess, dating long enough to possibly see things change. It sounds like it used to work for her. But now it's not working anymore.
I get the impression she's just come into dating, like,
oh, really?
as an important, like it's important now. Like, the biological clock, she's a ticking.
Oh, right.
And now she's saying that she's open to dates with all kinds of men, says to me somebody
who wasn't previously.
Right, who was not previously open to all kinds of men and, you know, was just fooling around. And now that she's serious, she wants them to be serious. And, oh, my
and
goodness. They're not serious. You haven't been serious for 35 years, and now you want them to be, and they're not.
Mm.
Wow, that's got to be tough.
So, and another question that maybe she answers later in the story. I have not read this. You guys did bring it.
Yeah,
in
I had
tonight.
You bring. I had you read it because I got my head squeezed in jujitsu and it hurts.
Yeah, maybe later on she'll talk about how she's meeting these guys. Because is she doing the online dating thing, or is she complaining about, like, you know, guys she meets at a bar or her workplace or, you know, the grocery store or wherever?
It appears to be mostly online. And,
okay.
And when we read that article last night about, you know, sort of the way young people are and, you know,
teenagers and how their cell phones, the smartphones, have been making them more depressed, basically. That's the belief. And there's a lot of evidence that points to it.
Yeah, the suggestion
and not dating
that people don't do dates anymore.
Not hanging out with their friends. Either.
Yeah.
Like dropping, like statistics have been dropping precipitously in the last decade, as far as that goes. And so it would make sense that carries over, you know, into the dating life later on, even after moving out of parents' houses. So number two.
So I just want to, just real quick, just here's some other titles that this same exact author has written in within the past week.
On the same blog?
Yeah, on the same blog.
Bold.
I'm fearless, except when it comes to being vulnerable in love. I'm tired of meeting awkward, obnoxious guys. Where are all the normal ones?
Oh, well, that sounds like it'd be a good follow-up to this one.
I'm done sacrificing myself for guys who don't give a damn about me. And you're unlovable, and 14 other lies your anxiety tells you about love.
She does seem to have a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah,
a little
maybe.
Bit. But you
know, then the next one, like from 2 weeks ago, is 18 reasons most guys bore me to death.
Well, she apparently has been dating a lot and has found a lot of frustrations here.
She sounds moody. I want to know how she comes up with these titles this quickly.
Wait, yeah, how many, over how
She's
long?
She's pounding these out.
Hold on, yeah, over how long of a period did she write all of those?
Those was just, in a week. Like,
that was 1 week?
That was 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
an emotional roller coaster with this gal.
Yeah, because she's not writing any from her experience in reality. She's just writing to get clicks. She's a good writer, clearly, because she knows what's going to get clicks.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. She's probably just piecing together other stories from other blogs and whatnot, slapping it together, putting her name on it, and going, this is going to get clicks. Here you go, guys.
Well, that could be true. Now, the website here, boldee.com, headers up at the top.
Even first header,
single AF, which stands for as, a word we can't say on the radio. Real advice, is he worth it? Almost relationships when you just can't anymore. Maybe
can't even.
Hey, you can't even.
Yeah. Well, Johnson, I can appreciate the cynical viewpoint. It certainly could be true, but also be true that these experiences are true. And like you said you know somebody personally who has had similar experiences.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you can relate to this, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. She's got a list here of, let's see, how many things? 12. 12 different things that are making her question everything, she says. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Number one, we only got through number one, which was I can't even get a date out of a guy. You want to comment? 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live, and we've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You'll like your friends, and you'll like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. We're talking about relationships today, according to one blogger who's claiming that she's questioning everything, or that she wants to question everything after being blown off, she says, by men. Website BoldE.com, and Amy Horton is the blogger. Johnson, you're skeptical. You're saying that you think this is BS, that she is just making crap up. But on the other hand, if this is going viral, if this is successful, right? Like,
right.
if her strategy is to get clicks by, you know, saying these things, well, isn't she getting clicks because people are sharing the story who agree with it?
Yeah,
in a lot of cases,
nothing wrong with it. I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything wrong with it or not. But generally, if you read this kind of stuff, I guess.
I'm not saying I know whether or not this is true. I'm not in the, you know, the
right.
dating world, so I have no, you know, idea what it's like for people in that situation. And I don't really have any kind of point of comparison. You know, I wasn't dating 10 years ago, and so
right.
I don't really know much about that anyway. So she claims, number two here, that the dating scene is getting worse and worse, and we're going to tell you more about it. You can also share your thoughts with us here if you want to weigh in on relationships today. And I would say she's probably, you know, millennial would be my guess, maybe on the cusp of millennial and,
Gen X.
But anyway, we'll get back into that. But if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, and it's on sale right now. The other cryptocurrencies have kind of gone down over the last day or so, with Bitcoin shooting up. So if you've been thinking about getting some Dash, it might be a good time. It's a digital money platform that will be designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. If you want, you can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
Yeah, and the cool thing about Dash is if you lock up a certain amount of Dash, you can create a masternode. Now that
It's a lot of Dash,
but you know it's something you cannot do with another cryptocurrency.
Oh, there are other cryptocurrencies that have masternodes.
Okay, well I don't know.
Dash might have been the first one. It's certainly one of the ones that's in the top ten.
Not a major one. Not major ones, I guess. None that I'm aware of. So therefore,
yeah.
You know, not the major ones.
Okay.
And it gives you sort of voting power in within the network, and you know, it's kind of interesting. It's an interesting aspect of it.
Indeed, if you've got a lot of money to invest. Back in the day, it would have been very easy to become a masternode, but
yeah.
Right now, not so much. Dash.org is where you can go to learn more about it. And number two, the dating scene is getting worse and worse, says Amy Horton over at boldy.com.
She's got a lot of sites, actually. It's not just that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she just wrote an article recently for Thought Catalog.
Yeah, and I looked at I'd never heard of Thought Catalog before, but I checked it out on Alexa.
Oh, they're huge.
It's very,
yeah,
very big.
They're very,
very big. So, I mean, this lady is no, you know, tiny little internet blogger, apparently. Like, she's got a history, a catalog of different things that she's written.
She speaks for the single women of America.
Well, she speaks for herself, and maybe there are some people
who agree
with her.
I would guess that there's no way she's Gen X. I don't think she would have to be, like, what? I mean, Gen X is, like, nearly, you know, above 35, almost 40.
I'd say she looks mid to late 30s in the picture.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm not an expert at judging those things, but anyway, number two, she says the dating... First one, she says she can't get a date out of a guy. Number two, the dating scene is getting worse and worse. If I had known a few years ago that things would deteriorate to this level, I would have found me a good man and locked him down. That's a strange thing to say. So what she was saying, she's admitting that she was just effing around in the beginning, right?
Yeah. Well, that's what Mark said he believed was probably the case.
Yeah.
And it's not like ladies aren't told this. You know, women need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Ever heard that phrase?
Uh-huh.
Gloria Steinem made it quite famous. And yeah. So I'm not saying that women need a man, but this lady is looking for one.
She sounds like she wants one now.
Claims that she wants one. Claims that if she had known that it was going to be like this, she would have locked one down. Like, it's very interesting, this article.
Well, I'd imagine it gets a little harder as you get older to lock a man down, as you know, you're fighting with aging. You're fighting with losing your looks. Although she's not a bad-looking, you know, older, middle-aged woman.
No.
Going on here, she says, I had no idea that Tinder would come about and swiftly create the demise of good old-fashioned romance. I hate this new dating world I live in. I want nothing more than to destroy all dating apps and the awful way they've ruined actual interactions. So, that's something that I'm interested in hearing about. I mean, do people agree with that sentiment that dating apps have ruined actual interactions?
I
not that you know.
I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Johnson, have you spent any time on the dating apps?
A little bit, but I would say no, that's not accurate. I mean, you're on those apps generally, I think, to get a date. Right? I mean,
presumably.
I mean, you could
although people
handle
would say that Tinder's
whatever
a hookup
way you want.
People would say that Tinder's a hookup
app. It can be, yeah,
right?
For I've sure. Heard it, and I've heard like, it. If that's how you're going to use it, then, you know, sure. But then
but
that's how she's using it.
Is that how most people are using Tinder? Because that's the context under which I've always heard it talked about, although I do know a couple who met on Tinder, and they are still together, and they got married.
Right. So, again, I think it's just how you choose to use it. A lot of these dating sites are how you choose to use them,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think that Tinder's the dating app that gets used, you know, quite often as a hookup app. You know, but such a thing didn't exist when I was dating. More's the pity. But, you know, it just didn't.
We've talked about online dating over the years here on Free Talk Live since long before Tinder existed. This has been something that has allowed people to meet that otherwise would not have been able to meet, that otherwise might have felt, you know, awkward. Maybe they didn't feel comfortable going into a bar, or it never really worked out when people would try to kind of connect them with a friend or a family member. Oh, you've got to date my son, or, you know, one of those kind of set-up dates.
Always worked well for me.
Worked out for you? Well, maybe for some people it doesn't work out particularly
sure.
Well, and maybe some people don't feel comfortable meeting somebody in a bar. It just, you know, might be an awkward thing. And so it has allowed those people to connect, and I think that, you know, certainly it has plenty of success stories, right? There are a lot of people who have met each other, and they have stayed together, or they've had a good, you know, solid relationship. And I'm sure there's all kinds of horror stories as well from the online dating world. But there was probably horror stories when it came to, remember the old VHS tape dating services from like the 1980s and 90s?
No.
You don't remember that?
VHS dating tape? No.
I mean, I never used them, but they existed.
You would go into a dating service, and then you would sort of, they would ask you videos, and people would look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. They had spoofs of these on, like, Saturday Night Live, right. Mad TV, all the famous comedy shows.
I didn't know what we were talking about.
Dating videos.
Yeah, thanks for being more descriptive of what it was. So, yeah, you'd, like, I guess the idea was you'd go into a place, and they would have videos of people answering questions about themselves, and then you would look through those videos.
To search YouTube for lowered expectations.
That's right. I think that's where I learned about that, actually. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But has it ruined? She claims online dating apps have ruined actual interactions. And I guess I'm just curious to know if you agree with her on that. Those of you listening to the show, our toll-free number if you want to weigh in, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here. Bring us anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We're going through 12 different reasons that one blogger says she's now literally questioning everything when it comes to getting blown off by men. Apparently that is something she's not used to. Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin. You're looking to do some Bitcoin mining, especially right now before the upcoming potential hard fork and yet another split of Bitcoin. You can go check out pool.bitcoin.com. Get involved over at the mining pool of Bitcoin.com. You can forget the ongoing costs and equipment upgrades and maintenance of having to actually run your own server, your own miner. You can make new Bitcoin every single day, like Mark and I do over at pool.bitcoin.com. So go there, get started. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's super easy to use, and you can actually use their calculator to help you understand what you could make based on what you put in over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. As we go back to the blogger here, boldy.com. Amy Horton is writing, and she's claiming the dating scene is getting worse and worse. Now, one thing that does lead this to be clickbait kind of stuff that you were talking about, Johnson, is that there's not a whole lot of detail here. Like, she's not really getting
into... She's playing into a fictional narrative, essentially, is what's going on.
Well, it may or may not be fictional, but she doesn't give a whole lot of detail. She doesn't really, explain any personal stories or relate anything that, you can really dig into. So that's why, I'm certainly looking for input from those on the outside. Those of you listening, if you want to weigh in here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. She complains about dating apps like Twitter, or excuse me, Twitter. She's on Twitter. Tinder, she's complaining about that.
I think the narrative that's fictional, by the way, is that, you know, if you say something like the dating scene is getting worse and worse, it's probably likely that the dating scene is getting better and better, but that means for people who aren't terrible. So in other words, if you're a terrible person, no one's going to want to date you, and they're going to have more options.
Because of online dating, those
because
people
of online
have more
dating,
options.
Yeah, people have selection, and that because the dating scene's getting better and better for people to actually be able to find and make connections that they want to make. But if you're a terrible person, then you're not going to be able to find anything that you want because no one wants to be around
which
you.
Which is maybe why she's saying earlier in the story that she's now expanding her search to include all kinds of men.
Right.
So she's been striking out.
There's another point that needs to be sort of brought up here, and it's a, you know, unfortunate reality for ladies as opposed to, you know, men, right? So Sean Connery was voted sexiest man in the world at 60 years old. Sean Connery was voted the sexiest man in the world at 60 years old, whereas attractive women have to come to the reality that post-25, this currency that they've had their whole lives is now becoming worth significantly less. Like, it's decreasing, you know, over time, and they don't have the, you know, training and understanding of how to deal with that particular world. Mm. So what they're doing is crashing into reality, but a reality that none of them have experienced.
So they're freaking out.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's what's happening. She's not an unattractive woman by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. She's getting older. That's unfortunate, right? So, you know, there you go. I've got this old saying I've used, you know, many times, and that is that I wouldn't wish an attractive woman on anyone.
Number three, and by the way, if you want to weigh in here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Number three, there are so many available options that guys don't try at all. She says it's like they're sitting there with a huge menu in front of them. This is exactly what you were just saying a moment ago. And it's so overwhelming that they can't decide what to eat, so to speak. If they try me out and I'm not immediately to their liking, they move on easily. There's no need for effort.
Dude, and, where have I experienced that before?
And she says, it's sickening. If, of course, she says they can blow me off.
No. She says, of course they blow me off.
Oh, of course they blow me off. Thank you. They barely even think of me as a human being. I'm just another face on a screen.
I'm sorry. That, to me, signifies that she's terrible.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, literally, it's not... I mean, what she's saying is like... She's dehumanizing these people, right? She's seeing them as, they've got all these selections and all these options, and they don't even consider me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, no, that's probably not because they have all these options, but because they want to get away from you as fast as possible, because there's something wrong with you. You know, if this article were real, which I really don't think that it is, but if this article was real, she's not considering her role in this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Completely externalizing all blame onto other people.
Well, that's pretty human.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, pretty common, but, I mean, if you're going to sit down and spend this much time thinking about it, gee, isn't there an obvious angle that you could be looking at it from? Like, maybe you play a little bit of a role in this.
Well, you know, when you look at all your problems, there's one thing that remains constant.
You.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Yep, exactly. Number four, she says, men constantly decide I'm too much work.
Now that, to me, sets off huge alarm bells.
Why?
Well, work? Look, work? Exactly what kind of work should I be signing up for in this relationship? Like, to me, a relationship is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
A partnership, in theory, is less work. Like, it's a work
you're helping
sharing
each other. Yeah.
Agreement.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will have more work in some particular areas than others, but I am unloading some work in other areas. I have been in relationships where it is a lot of work. And I'm glad I'm not in them anymore. Right? Like, I, you know, it was a breakup in my experience, and I decided, you know, this only happens when you're breaking up, by the way. And it only happens probably to a certain analytical sort. I began calculating from dollars and cents what she was worth. right? So here I am. I'm making the house payment. I'm paying the electricity. I'm paying all the bills. And I figured out there was cable that she was paying. And then she'd buy, like, tchotchkes for the house, you know, candles and things like that.
Right.
And they all went, by the way.
Sure.
Gone. And
who needs
I
that
just
crap anyway?
Realized, right, I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
And I just realized I don't need this. And, whoop, you know.
Yeah, it's a great point. So you shouldn't be taking on a new workload because you're bringing on a new relationship. I mean, obviously, relationships do take time, right? So there is some level of effort that has to be put into any relationship and making sure that it's going well. But I don't know if it should feel like a burden. It should be rewarding, I would think, here. But she goes on. She says that... because I have needs, so again, header, men constantly decide I'm too much work. Because I have needs and feelings, and I'm not some accommodating robot, by the way, one out of three men apparently in another study have said that they would sleep with a robot if
in search of accommodating robot.
anyway, going on, she says, I'm too much trouble to bother with. There are so many options online that they can easily find some girl who doesn't require anything of them. I avoid all the douchebags by refusing to let go of my standards, but I'm getting rejected by so many men that it's starting to screw with my head.
So when I hear this accommodating robot and, you know, my standards and stuff, again, I don't know this lady, and I'm not disparaging this lady. But what I hear is the complaint that guys are looking for romance outside of the U.S., you know, looking for the Asian gals, the Ukrainian gals. And
because they're tired of the attitude, this attitude. Right.
You know, that there's a entitled American princess attitude out there. And look, again, I've married an American woman. My life is great. But I have heard this complaint, and I understand that complaint.
So she claims that she is refusing to let go of her standards, and now she's getting rejected by so many men that it's starting to screw with her head. Number five here, according to Amy Horton, she says, I demand common courtesy, therefore, I'm considered a pain in the ass. I'll tell you more coming up here in a moment. What she has to say, her complaints about the dating world today. She says that dating apps have ruined things. In fact, I actually posted a question on our Facebook. We'll see if anybody's responded with interesting responses about, have online dating apps ruined actual interaction? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go online and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners on our forum. It's pretty new as of like a little earlier this year. And we've seen a lot of the old BBS participants popping up and creating new forum accounts and getting interactive over there. So it's kind of fun watching that happen on a new platform that is actually modern and really works well. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but then we're going to continue on with more of this lady's complaints. We're up through number five, actually getting up to number five here on a list of 12 complaints. She says she's been getting blown off so much by men that she's literally questioning everything. Let's go to Skype, where David is on the line. David, you calling in with some dating advice for us tonight?
Oh, not really. No. I might have some, but actually I was calling in to something you might find fun. A little heads up. Oh, first of all, you know, the Coast to Coast has that paranormal date, right?
So you can have, God. The paranormal date. Okay, so I got to talk about this. So we actually had this company that was, I don't know, were they pitching you, Mark, or how did that happen?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so this company comes out of nowhere, and you know, normally when you're doing advertising sales, you don't have people coming to you. That's normally number one.
It's like being a man in the dating world.
Yeah. So somebody pitches Mark this idea of, hey, guys.
Is it like this? The paranormal date where getting ghosted is a good thing.
So
calling on the wild card line.
They pitched
if you
us
a date on the East Coast. Call in,
and they pitched us on this idea of a white label? I think they call it.
Yeah, white label dating site.
So basically, they provide the guts of the site, and then you would label it like whatever libertarian date or you know something like that.
Yeah.
I got the title. I got the name for you. This is affectionately said. It's not knocking you. How about Freak Talk Live?
That's actually pretty good.
How about guys only?
Because that's what it would be. Because that's totally what it would be.
Hey, 10%, right?
That was of the AMP group. Well, yeah. So I would think that we there have a go. Little more than 10% of female listeners,
yeah.
But the amplifier is in the AMP forum or the AMP-only Facebook group is about 10%.
But, I mean, talk radio as a genre generally is...
dominated by males, not just behind the microphones, but also yeah. the listenership. That's definitely true. So they offered us this, white label this dating site, and you can there's all this money that you can make, and blah, blah, blah. And so, of course, I'm immediately skeptical of all these things. Mark wasn't skeptical at all. He's like, oh, look, we can have our own libertarian dating site. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Why don't you listen to the opportunities that I bring to you?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, let's see what they've done for others. I want to see an example of more than one of their white label sites. Let's see what this looks like. And one of the sites that was provided was this paranormal date that you mentioned, David. And it was, I guess, being promoted on Coast to Coast. So a major nationally syndicated talk show, a show that is way bigger than this program. And they gave a couple others as well. One was like Sacramento Date or something that was supposed to be, you know, specific to a certain region. And then there was another one of which I don't recall. And so I went ahead and created new accounts on all three of those sites. And guess what? It turns out that they're all sharing the same database of, you know, potential dates.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the people, and I don't know how many of them are real, because there were also robots on the site were being clearly run by the site itself, because 15 minutes after signing up for the site, I received a message from someone. One profile, I did put, like, a picture up, some basics, you know, stuff up there just to see what, you know, that looked like.
Hello, then, love. Good day, you like?
something like that. No, it was written in English, but it was clear, like, okay, yeah. It happened on the same, on multiple accounts. So, again, I said I created an account on each one of these sites.
Right, right.
So I got the same inquiry from the same woman on both sites. Also, it always happened like about 15 minutes after I'd signed up for the account. And so, I mean, that's just screamed red flag. This website, this whole thing from top to bottom is a total scam. And of course,
and they were probably attractive women, right?
No, not really. Not really.
My tip off is whenever I get a reply from on one of the dating sites that I would be using, if they're attractive, I just figure that they're fake.
that's I think what they were thinking, right? Like if they just put some number 10 rated woman to send you this fake message, it would be obviously fake. So they didn't send the supermodel photos. They sent a more average looking female, and the idea was, you'd click, look, you got your first message, even though you don't have a photo on your profile.
Yeah,
you got your first message. Click here to sign up for $39.99 a month, or whatever the heck it was that they wanted. It was way more. They wanted like more than twice what like an OkCupid or a site with
free, right? So
yeah, you can like get an A-list thing on the OkCupid. Like they put your ratings above somebody else. But so anyway, yeah. Click here, you can sign up and give us all this money, and then you can read this fake person, or you can respond or something. It was one or the other. You can respond or read. And it was like, okay, yeah, this is obviously fake. So obviously, a scam. It's a scam in so many different ways, right? Like, it's a scam in that they're branding it as though paranormal date. You'll meet women who are crazy like you about, ghosts. But no. You don't know if those people signed up through Paranormal Date or Sacramento Date or whatever the other thing was that, they probably have 50 different branded sites and they're all sharing. And in addition, you would think that if it was on like Coast to Coast that they'd have some decent amount. No. You could run a search based on your geographic area and however many miles out like all these dating sites have. And the number of responses, the number of potential matches, even if you like opened it up 18 to 65, was like a fraction of what you would get on OkCupid.
Right.
Within a much smaller range of like 18 to 35 or something like that. And so there was hardly any profiles there in comparison to the free sites, and these people wanted you to pay money for it. And so I sent back a bunch of questions to the whoever it was, the administrator of the site, the guy that was trying to pitch it, and he just had some really weak responses. Anyway, thanks for bringing that up, David. It was a ridiculous memory. Yeah. Go ahead with what you were calling about.
Oh, yeah, I was when you guys went off the air last night. By the way, Paranormal Normal Date is claiming, I think, 60-some thousand members right now.
Yeah, don't buy that crap.
When I went off the when you guys went off the air yesterday, I had to flip the channel, and Mark Levin was on, so I was listening to him.
I'm sorry. Like
the Constitution!
But it gets better. The second caller that came on, it was like almost immediately, and he may be listening, and you can ask him about it. The Scott the Bigot, if you're out there, call in and share your experience. He came on Levin's program as Rodney from Connecticut, I forget which town's anyway, in Connecticut, and so he had to tone his normal talk down a little bit, so he got a little bit further into the call before he got cut off. But
that's funny, because didn't somebody just say they heard Scott the Bigot call Rush Limbaugh's show?
Yeah.
I can't believe
Scott's
that.
Around.
I mean, how do you get through to Rush Limbaugh's show? Are Rush's phones as empty as our phones that Scott the Bigot can actually get through there?
David, I've gotten through to Limbaugh's screener. I think he answered. I got in like one time. He put me in the queue, but I didn't get up to Rush. But I got through one time, and I don't know, I probably dialed that number hundreds of times over years. So it's pretty hard.
Yeah, it cannot be easy to get through there. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Now remember, when we don't have a caller on the line, it usually means we don't have a caller to actually put on the air. So if you hear us talking about something,
but Rush is a highly paid broadcast professional.
That's right. Can he like defeat everybody with a one hand tie behind his back or something like that?
I'd like to see that.
Or like defeat God?
I invite Rush Limbaugh to this show to have a forum discussion rather than where he controls the phones about his ideas.
But what's the saying that he uses that he could like take on God with half
my brain tied behind my back.
Half my brain tied behind my back.
And then I can't remember. On loan from God, something genius. On loan from God.
Talent. That's what it was. What was his newsletter called? The Limbaugh Letter.
No, it's still out there. Yeah,
still doing it. All right. Anyway,
the Ditto Heads.
That was his army thing. Because every conservative talk show host, and even the liberal ones, they all have to have their whatever army,
right,
some sort of variant on that. Anyway, going on here, number five on the list of reasons why this woman is upset at the dating scene today. She says she's literally questioning everything. She says, I demand common courtesy, therefore I'm considered a pain in the ass. And we'll tell you what she has to say about that. And it does seem as though she might be a pain in the ass based on the
previous... And when she says literally, she does mean literally. She's doing it in writing.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. Number two is on the way to control the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, and weigh in on the dating scene. Is it as bad as she's saying that it is?
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.